We've got mail. Following the Prophet. I really love reading the New Era. I look forward to it every month. I can always find something to apply to my life. I especially like the article titled Monday, Monday, February 2004. It reinforces the idea that sometimes we may need to make sacrifices to follow the counsel of the Prophet. Thank you so much, and I look forward to future issues. Mindy Meeks, Ventura, 4th Ward, Ventura, California, Stake. An Imperfect Family. Thank you for the article, Not Just Me, February 2004. I'm sort of in the same position as Renee Harding. I have been a member for about 2.5 years. I also often cry myself to sleep. I don't have a perfect Mormon family. In fact, I often go to church on my own. Even though no one has the perfect family, it still helps to know that there are others who have problems like mine. Name withheld. Motivated. I was greatly touched by the words of Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in his article, A Pattern for Living, January 2004. As I read the New Era, I find that trials I face can often be solved. Through the New Era, I can be motivated to study my scriptures and gain a stronger testimony of Christ. I enjoy trying many of the suggestions from the wonderful leaders of this, the Lord's Church. I am forever grateful for the New Era's great words. I hope that as many others read it, they too can be blessed by its great teachings. Paul Benson, Aldershot Ward, Staines, England, Stake. What I should do with my life. Every time I pick up the New Era and sit in my room in quietness and begin to read it, I always find myself sitting there for hours reading the stories and articles over and over again. When I have read the magazine front to back, I flip through it just to make sure I haven't missed anything. Then I find myself wondering what the next New Era stories will be about and can't wait until I am able to read them. The articles and stories in the New Era make me think about my life and what I should be doing with it. It is nice to know that there are other teenagers around the world who feel the same way about the New Era once they have read it. I am so grateful for the New Era and for the knowledge it gives me to help me and my testimony grow stronger so I am able to fight temptation and do what is right. Note, Jessica Waitford, Totara Park Ward, Upper Hutt, New Zealand Stake. End of note. More young women stories. I want to thank you for the inspiring New Era stories. They really helped me to cope with my problems. A while back, I found an old New Era in my grandma's basement. It was a special young women issue, and it was very good. It was from 1985, though. I think you should write some more of these. I love getting the New Era every month. Note, Mary Tarswell, Trenton Branch, Kingston, Ontario District. End of note. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake, or branch and district. New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of We've Got Mail.